And welcome to a Deep Cave Skypecast. I'm Darren.
I'm the result of my dad's 20th birthday.
I'm the result of a 4th of July bang.
Oh.
Fireworks.
Well, it's good to know everyone's doing well.
Okay, so, Darren, tell us how you were conceived.
Accidentally. And we just wanted to touch base with you, our happy listeners. It's been a little while. I'm still trying to keep the show together, guys. I'm trying.
Keep trying.
Been a little while since.
And we will continue to try to derail you.
Yeah. Well, speaking of rails, we've got Tom with a Madden review coming up later on.
Tom the Train?
He's doing a locomotive right through it. So listen for that. So, but first, so a little thing called D23 happened.
You know, this has been going on for a long time, and this is the first year I've heard of it.
Same here.
I'm still unsure what a D23 is. Is that better than a D20?
Yes.
By three, at least.
Oh, well.
So,
same minimum damage, but plus three maximum damage.
Ooh. Yeah, so Disney holds this expo every year, and this year they announced some stuff for their upcoming projects, which includes most of your childhood, really, you know.
Yeah.
And the childhood of any children that you may have. Let's just start with Star Wars, because that is kind of the big thing. I mean, obviously, Star Wars still set to come out December 16th, I think, along in there. But they also announced that both Orlando's Disney World and Anaheim's Disneyland will be getting Star Wars-themed lands at about 14 acres each. Nice.
Mm-hmm. How many parsecs is that?
I don't know, but you will be able to ride the Millennium Falcon. They'll be serving blue milk at the cantina. So that's good. We can finally find out.
Is that like the gray stuff from Beauty and the Beast? I hear it's delicious.
Well, no, I just remember Luke was drinking it on the farm when he was whining about not getting to get those power converters. So, if anything, it'll, you know, make you a little bitter for a while until your family is burned to a crisp. But
slightly off topic. I read somewhere and I saw pictures that if you give Mark Hamill a Star Wars trading card, he will sign it and write a little funny comment about it, like the one where Luke discovers his aunt and uncle are dead.
Yeah.
You know, he wrote something about not having to look for power converters anymore or something. You know, he went dark on a few of them.
Nice.
And it's hysterical. So if you have vintage Star Wars trading cards and you happen to see Mark Hamill, preferably at a convention where he's doing this as a work and not in a restaurant, because that's just weird, have him sign one, because you won't be disappointed.
Definitely. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, back to what you're talking about.
Oh, also, Space Mountain at Disney World will be renamed into Hyperspace Mountain.
So, because of course it will.
Because of course it will.
Maybe with the name change, my wife will actually get to ride it. Because every time she's gone to a Disney facility, both the one on the West Coast and one down in Florida, it's been closed for repairs.
Well, Ric Flair, pro wrestler, has called his penis Space Mountain for years. So hopefully your wife will ride Hyperspace Mountain instead.
Oh, man.
Attention, editor. Please insert clip of Ric Flair with the Space Mountain speech here.
I'm talking to you, kid. I'm going to make your mother go, woo, woo, woo. Hell. When I'm out here talking, y'all, shut up.
And thank you. Oh, also a Toy Story Land with a Slinky Dog roller coaster. That sounds like fun.
I bet it just goes up and down a lot.
Yeah, it sounds actually vomit-inducing. We found out about the sides on Civil War. Not really any surprises for the next Captain America movie.
The North and the South.
Yeah, Captain America, Civil War.
Yeah, America, North and South. Brother versus brother, blue versus gray.
Sure, okay. however, on Iron Man's side is Spider-Man, which I guess is accurate when you consider like the first half of the comic event. Black Widow and Hawkeye on opposite sides. Should be fun. May 6th. You guys were really excited about Finding Dory.
Yes, I am. I like Finding Nemo.
I did too.
I think Ellen DeGeneres is a legitimately funny individual, and I enjoyed her work on Finding Nemo, and I'm glad that they're finally doing a sequel to a Pixar movie that I liked.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. I like Toy Story. Toy Story 2 was okay. Toy Story 3. Yeah, all the feels. But I don't need an Incredibles 2.
Oh, now I need one.
I don't know.
It's the best Fantastic Four movie out there.
It is.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
And there are five of them.
I know. That's what makes it better.
Yeah.
If they would
Fantastic
just add a fifth.
Four and a baby.
Yeah, see, if they would just add a fifth member, the alliteration still works. Fantastic Five. It's okay.
Yeah, then they can add another girl.
Yeah.
We don't need another girl. We've already got you, Sue. Where would you go?
Yep. Well, it helps with Finding Dory that Ellen personally has been campaigning for this film for years.
Yes.
She really wants to do it.
I saw a clip on her show when it was officially announced that they were working on the project. No, they had just said, okay, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And she gave this long speech about how the people at Pixar kept calling her and say, hey, we're going to do a sequel. It's going to be Toy Story 2. Or it's going to be, you know. Hey, Ellen, we got another sequel planned. It's Incredibles 5. You know, it's.
Nice.
And she get all worked up and then sad. And then, uh-huh. But yeah. So I am very happy about that.
Very cool. Let's see. Johnny Depp is back as Captain Jack Sparrow because Disney hates you. With Pirates of the Caribbean 5, the search for even more money. Let's see. What else happened? Frozen 2 is coming, which we already knew about, really.
Mm-hmm. Wreck-It Ralph 2.
I've discovered why my son likes Frozen.
Mm.
He's not actually
pretty dresses.
No, it's because Elsa has ice powers.
Yeah.
She's a superhero, and he is totally cool with
that. She's a mutant. She was born with the powers. She had to... Well, she should have been sent off to a special school to train instead of locked herself away, but, you know, whatever you gotta do.
Something else that was at least announced, and some of the artwork's been out. If you haven't seen, there's a couple of shots of Gigantic.
Yes.
Have you seen this? Disney's take on the Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, the giant is a child.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Nice. No, I hadn't heard of this. I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, just Google, and there's a couple pictures, and the pictures look really nice. And it's kind of the video gaming thing. You know, graphics don't make your movie, but if it looks pretty, you're more likely to stay in it.
Yeah.
True.
Speaking of looking pretty, Jungle Book, the live action version coming next year. The voice of Bagheera the Panther will be Ben Kingsley. So.
And isn't the voice of Baloo Bill Murray?
I'm not sure. I hadn't heard that.
That's what I heard.
All right. Interesting.
I don't know what to make of that. Yeah.
Well, we know
Baloo the Bear, voiced by Bill Murray,
wow,
singing The Bear Necessities.
Wow. Bill Murray. And
because
Ben
they
Kingsley.
Showed footage. They showed footage at D23.
More like Bear Murray.
Wow.
I see what you did there, Darren.
Yeah. No, don't patronize me. Don't patronize me.
Oh, Bear Murray.
For those of you who can't see me, I'm doing a slow clap in Darren's honor. I approve wholeheartedly of that.
Oh. Now I'm going to have to find a new name for my Bill Murray, you know, / erotic fiction. dang it.
Ass busters.
So, carry on. What other news?
That's all I had from D23.
That's all you had from D23?
Yes.
That's everything?
What did you have?
Well, I had one thing.
Mm. Well, I've got new DuckTales is coming to Disney XD in 2017.
Yeah. That's true.
Nice. Also, way to cut me off, Chad, but nice. I approve.
Well, you know, I figure you got a couple inches to spare.
That's not the point. You know, my audience demands a certain amount of Justin, and if they don't get it, they feel shafted.
Fine. We got... I like it. That's fun.
Other various and sundry penis jokes.
But before we get into your comic stuff...
This isn't comic stuff. This is D23 stuff.
Really?
Yes.
D20... So when have you ever had news that wasn't comic stuff?
Occasionally, I have stuff.
Occasionally, I have stuff. To you, it's stuff. To us, it's shit.
Hey, one man's shit is another man's shit. And he gets rid of it at a garage sale. But still.
Justin,
what
do you have?
What is your stuff?
Disney is going to release soundtracks to their silly symphonies, those old, old cartoons. The downside is they're going to be on vinyl. It's an 8-volume set, and it's going to run almost $400.
That might be a bit much for your average consumer.
Yes, it is.
For your average Disney fanatic, probably not. Yeah.
Although, apparently, you also get a digital download when you buy the set, which...
Oh, well.
Why not just release them digitally and probably in the end make more money because people can afford it?
The digital download, does it contain the same hisses and pops?
Listen, I am all about vinyl. I like vinyl. I have vinyl records staring me in the face. It doesn't make the sound quality better, ladies and gentlemen. It's a nostalgic factor.
Right. Actually, it actually does make the sound better. Analog sound is better.
Yes, but the hisses and pops.
Objectively, scientifically speaking.
Chad, you just saved our hipster audience from leaving.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them, yeah. It's okay. We'll offer them a Pabst Blue Ribbon before they leave, and it'll be fine.
It's okay. They're into this
and
podcast.
The tall hat.
They're into the podcast before it became popular, so it's fine. You know, it's fine.
Groovy. Yeah.
Chad, what do you got?
Toy Story 4.
Well, anyway, Justin, No, go ahead.
The Return of Bo Peep. You know, I'm still trying to figure out a clever, you know, byline for it. Toy Story 4, how Bo Peep got her groove back. Toy Story 4, Bo Peep looks for a Woody. Toy Story 4.
Ooh.
I got nothing. It's
Toy Story 4, Bo Peep show.
Nice.
There you go.
I like that one.
Nice. That makes Toy Story 4. The sheep just ain't doing it anymore. I mean, it's a Scottish release.
Toy Story 4. She's going to lose more than her sheep.
Anyway, Bo's back.
Johnny Depp apparently got a Disney Legend Award.
Ooh.
Along with a whole bunch of other people, but it's you're part of the whole Jack Sparrow bit.
Yeah.
You talked about Star Wars getting the two theme parks, right?
Yes.
Toy Story is also getting a couple of theme parks.
Nice.
And I think it's in Paris.
Yeah.
One at Hollywood Studios and one at Walt Disney Studios Paris.
Sacre
bleu. Hollywood, yeah. So there you go.
All right.
Toy Story all over the place.
Toys for everyone.
And that's what I got from D20. Well, there's also, I mean, Disney announced so many stuff. I mean, you can now get up to speed on Star-Lord's origins.
Yes.
You know, you can watch a cartoon that shows kind of how he grew up with Yondu. You know,
if you're
into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Everything else I've got is for the, you know, deep Disney fan, not the casual Disney fan. So I'm good.
So let's not talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's stuff like how the, you know, some of the original cast of the Mickey Mouse Club came back to do a, you know, some of the original Mouseketeers came to do a performance. Exactly.
Mm. That's nice. Yeah. That's
what people my mother's age would be really excited by this. So.
Well, maybe we'll have her on next time, and she can regale us with stories of her youth.
Are you kidding?
Sounds like a plan to me.
I would love to have Linda on the show because that means somebody gets cheesecake. So you know.
So, Justin, what comic stuff you brought?
Oh, you mean I actually get to talk about my specific allotted amount of information?
Well, you better hurry. Yeah, time's sure running up.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, it was great hearing from you.
Hey, does the new guy really get to talk to me that way?
The new guy? We've added people after then. He's no longer the new guy.
It doesn't matter. He'll always be the new guy.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That means I can make a lot more mistakes.
That's true.
So you
sorry,
just gave him
I'm
leeway.
New. I'm new.
It's my 3,000th day.
Yes, and the rest of us have been here for 3,500, so shut up. DC is starting to release graphic novels with their Blu-rays of their animated movies.
Yeah.
So when you buy a copy of Batman Year One, you get a graphic novel of Batman Year One.
Yeah.
When you buy a copy of Justice League War, you get the first bound graphic novel of the new 52 Justice League. So it's nice to see that you can actually go back and read the source material after you watch the movie. It's not so much for guys like me who already own the books and were excited when the movies came out anyway, but for people who don't really know, it's great.
Well, you know, really, it's pretty cool in that you're getting a free movie out of it because the books and the movies combined are selling for $15, which is pretty much the sale price of the books themselves. So you can look at it like that. You're getting a free movie with the book.
Exactly. You know, you can get it at Best Buy, Amazon, you know, just many places. Just keep your eyes open for
places where movies are sold.
Just about, yeah. A comic I've never read but have heard of a lot, Witchblade.
Yeah.
Witchblade.
Bad Blade.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Is ending its 20-year run.
Aww.
That's a long time to run.
Yeah.
She must be really tired.
Yeah. issue 185, which doesn't seem like a lot for 20 years. But it launched in 1995. So
yeah, 20.
It's.
I would have put it more at 240, but maybe Witchblade took a break.
They could have. They could have, yeah. So that's coming out August this month, actually. So keep that in. If you're a fan. My condolences.
Yeah,
but you know you'll always have the scantily clad artwork to, you know, ease your pain.
The very short lived animated series.
That too, yeah. So that's a thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of scantily clad, not actually in this case, Marvel is announcing a cosplay variant.
Oh yeah,
for their upcoming And I'm looking at them right now, and they are actual. People dressed as the characters that they love put on the comic book covers. So that's cool.
It's very cool.
A-Force has someone dressed as She-Hulk. Of course, there's a Spider-Man one. Thor gets two variants, the female Thor and the male Thor.
Of course.
Yeah. There's a Miss Marvel. There's Spider-Gwen, Spider-Woman. Invincible Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, Doctor Strange. So if you're, that's kind of cool. Those come out soon.
Yeah,
I don't have a date.
Well, that reminds me, they did show a brief Doctor Strange teaser at D23, but for the life of me, I can't care. It's not that I don't care about Doctor Strange; I just can't make myself care. I'm just kind of...
Fair. It's fair. It's
just, I can't make myself care.
I want to. I want to care. But because I know it'll be important as part of Phase 3, but every time I hear someone talk about it, or every time I see something about it, I'm just kind of meh. I'm like Al Bundy when he was working at the shoe store. Just a general... apathy.
Did you also come home to a nagging redheaded wife, stick your hand in your pants, and demand a beer?
No to all of those things, but
You should try the middle one. It's fun. Finally, in comic book news, DC is launching digital bundles of some of their comics. You can buy the Complete Fables series, Essential Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman Part 1, Gods Among Us Years 1, 2, and 3 in one big thing. Fable is running about $240.
Ooh.
But Fable's been around a long time, and that's every single thing digitally.
Nice.
So, yeah. And, you know, they're like the first people to really do this. I mean, yeah, you can get, you know, a few things here and there, but this is like huge. Here, buy it all in one shot.
Yeah.
Without having to go through and click the individual issues.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So that's all I've got for comics. Happy, Chad?
I am. I always find the comic section to be one of the more intriguing because it's the one I know the least about.
Ah, well.
Yeah.
I just like giving you a hard time because it's funny. And if I didn't give you a hard time, you would think I was angry with you.
This is true, yes. So, thank you. Our friendship has been reaffirmed.
Oh.
Unlike Darren. Yeah.
What? I never had a problem with Darren. Well, that one time, but, you know, we drank it out.
We drank it out, yeah.
He made his ancestors proud that night.
Oh, the only time...
Yeah, the one time he drinks and I'm not around, of course.
Of course, yeah. The only comic book stuff I have is, you know, in case you missed it, you probably have not, but in case you have, Batman number 43. You remember back during the... Spoiler alert. The Batman Endgame storyline. Batman apparently meets his end in a cave underneath Gotham that just happens to be near like a Lazarus pit or something. And Jim Gordon becomes Robo Batman and everyone's kind of weirded out by it. It only took one issue. Yep. And then we find out Bruce is alive. He's grown a beard. He's working at like a shelter for kids. And he doesn't remember anything about being Batman. Not the training.
That's
nothing.
Nope. At one point, Superman goes to the cave to talk to Alfred and says, you have to tell him he's Batman. The world needs Bruce as Batman. And Alfred lays into him and says, no, because that's not Batman's mind anymore.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember anything about it. You're not going to do that to him. I'll stop you if I have to.
Yeah, that's interesting. It is interesting because Clark basically tells Alfred, look, if you don't tell him, I will. And Alfred pulls the kryptonite rain on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
it's like, back the heck off, alien boy. Didn't you see the signs? God hates you.
Oh, so it is cool that Jim Gordon's Batman has a gun that shoots little batarangs. And apparently he shoots to kill. There's one panel where he shoots a guy right in the head with a little batarang. So, you know, that's interesting.
Well, if you're going to not be a ninja trained in the dark arts for, you know, half a lifetime, you probably better make sure the bad guys stay down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So
I do have a question once we wrap up the news part.
Okay.
Okay. So,
well, that's all I got.
The question I had is, you know, they've stopped doing the continuity thing with DC.
Yes.
How are you guys finding the story center thing rather than the continuity centered stories? Because from what I understand, Bruce Wayne is Batman in a different series.
In the Justice League series, yes.
So it's...
It just depends on what book you want to follow and, you know, I guess DC is trusting you to, in the age of the internet, do a little bit of legwork if you're confused. But I don't know. I mean, at least as far as Justice League goes, it's pretty good. Batman has assumed... he sat in the chair that belongs to Metron and, Now he knows all things and sees all things, and it's kind of terrifying when you think of it. You know, so far, the stories seem to be flowing well. I like the direction they've gone with a couple of things. Too early to tell for me, I think, though.
Mm-hmm. Other bits, and this is just me asking, because I'm sure most of our audience probably knows. We discussed in the last cave about the half-page ads in DC's books that were in June.
Yeah.
Two things. One, did you see Deadpool number one's cover?
No.
No.
They make fun of it.
Oh.
Of course.
The cover is Deadpool getting ready to fight somebody, and he says, What the hell, man? Like, really, what the hell? Because the bottom half is an advertisement for an energy drink. That being said, nice. Also, in the in one of the Batman comics where Gordon's trying to figure out which bat suit he wants, they make fun of the half-page advertisements by saying, you may as well just slap an advertisement on it. And then...
And there it is.
But Dan Didio says that they're going to keep that going.
Yeah, screw you.
Because they're in the business of having ads in their comics and making money from them, and so they're going to keep up with that.
Of course.
So,
deal with it.
I mean,
I'm not putting any particular commentary on that, because full page ads make sense, half page ads less so to me.
Yeah. Yes, I mean,
and I don't want to make a big argument. I've not read one to see how it would interrupt the flow.
Yeah, it's distracting.
I mean, we grew up with comics with ads. We were okay. I'm going to keep talking like this until I know no one is going to say anything to screw me up. And I'm done. That's all it took. That's like my calming noise. I'm okay now.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do we have anything else comic related?
No, that's all I had. I shot my wad.
No, those were my questions about it.
Sweet.
But we ought to put the Deadpool cover on the site, because it's hysterical.
Yeah, I've already found it, and as certain as the sun rises in the east, you will be able to find it at dkpodcast.com.
Really, the east? I guess I got to get my compass checked.
Sun rises in the east, sets in the west.
See, for me, sun rises in the southwest.
What?
I told you, I need to have it calibrated. What can I say? I gotta take it back to the
dealership. Give it to Garrus. He'll calibrate it.
Yeah. Games!
Games! Not a lot. The only real news that has come out is that... we did a review of... We did a review...
Easy for you to say.
I know. I speak for a living. We did a review of Shadow Complex, which is a game that you can now play on your Xbox One if you're part of the preview program. If not, you will be able to in November. But it's a game that I missed when I had a 360, in between the times it was dead. So we went back, reviewed that. Just, you know, it's really good. I do recommend it. But other than that, we're starting to approach the end of the calm. Usually the summer is like a drought time for games. Working on a review for Toy Soldiers, I believe it is. It's the game with G.I. Joe and Cobra and He-Man and all that. So we're looking for that really soon. But the only real big gaming stuff I have... What are you guys... I'm looking at my notes, and I just hear, like, scribbles. And what are you doing?
We're watching gummy bears fornicate. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we got distracted, Darren. Were you saying something?
Nintendo!
Would you rather us interrupt you?
No, that's fine.
Because we can totally do that.
Do what you gotta do. So, it looks like Nintendo might be working on a new console. I'm not really sure.
That's nice.
Not really sure if this is a good thing or a bad thing. You're not paying any attention whatsoever. That's fine.
I'm listening to the new console bit, because Nintendo doing new consoles is That's a thing. Yeah. That's a thing that we add.
Yeah.
So we want to look at.
But it looks like they're doing it disc-free for whatever reason. No optical drive whatsoever.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. A patent that was...
What are you thinking? Download only or cartridges?
I don't know. A lot of people...
Cartridges.
A lot of people were saying cartridges. I don't know. I mean, Nintendo's already kind of done everything digital because every game available on the Wii U is also available on their eShop. So maybe they're just going to take the plunge that Microsoft failed to do.
A part of me wonders, because I was reading some of that patent to kind of keep up with the news, and it also talks about a controller with the display on the controller.
Yeah.
There's this part of me that wonders if it's going to be the Wii U Lite.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Wii Mini that came out later.
I was thinking that.
If it's just going to be here's your download only version of the Wii U. Same console, just
they might do
no
that.
Optical drive.
They might do that. From what I've heard, they're planning something, maybe not the Nintendo NX, but something to launch next year with a price tag of $150. If they took out the optical drive of the Wii U and made it digital only, I could see that being the case.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. In their patent, the company explains that the rise of broadband makes optical drives obsolete. And it sounds like...
Except for those of us who don't have broadband.
Yeah, except for those of us who don't have broadband. Well, I mean, you have broadband, but it's not really strong.
Right, well, still.
Yeah. Yeah, it would... And I know, Chad, it can take a while for you to download a game as well.
Yep, that's because I live in the ass end of nowhere.
Yeah, so that'd be kind of a big gamble for Nintendo if they chose to go that way. But
so they're going to sell the shit out of him in South Korea.
Yeah, they will. But we'll just have to keep an eye on it. I mean, it would let Nintendo kind of take a step ahead while lowering prices. But I just don't know if it's the right call at this time. I mean, if you want America to at least be a decent market for you, you're probably going to want to give us another decade, give or take.
Yeah, well, they may sell like gangbusters in South Korea, but the Virtual Boy has not. It's unparalleled its sales in North Korea. So I mean, they eat that shit up.
Very well.
Well, China just agreed to start selling consoles, so we'll have to see how it goes there too.
Truth. And probably it'll go well.
Movies.
A lot of cities. Yeah. We did kind of the movies with the D23 stuff.
We really did.
Not all movies.
Well, we've got to save some stuff for like our next episode, like our next full episode.
This is very true.
That's true. Okay, we're done. Thanks for dropping by, folks. We appreciate
it. Yeah, be sure to check back with us in a couple of weeks. Our next full episode, which will be right after Labor Day. Sorry, we're going to be taking a little bit of a staggered approach moving forward. But our next episode right after Labor Day is going to be brought to you, of course, by our handsome sponsors, including BuzzTime, who is providing a prize pack for everybody. $25 gift card, a bunch of swag. It's going to be really great. I'm looking forward to it. I can't have any of it, but I'm looking forward to it. So there's that.
Oh, we're looking forward to giving it away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are looking forward to giving it away.
To see the smiling faces on those who receive the packages.
Because we secretly put a camera in each one.
Well, I secretly have cameras everywhere, so yeah.
Well, yeah, but you have a Bruce Wayne complex.
I do. And by the way, why aren't you wearing pants?
Because I'm at home.
I'm not.
Well, I know why Chad's not wearing pants. He never wears pants.
Because I'm at home, damn it.
You look this good from the waist down. Why bother?
You don't hear me arguing with that statement, do you?
Nope.
Oh.
I look great in low light from a distance.
almost forgot. A new football game, that's the American football, came out recently. It's Medine? I don't know.
One.
Here's Tom the Tank to explain more.
Hey, thanks a lot, Darren. You know, I've had a few hours with Madden 16 on the Xbox One, thanks, of course, to EA's Access program, which I highly recommend, by the way, still do. That being said, Madden 16, another new edition has come out, and of course, a frequent complaint of Madden year in and year out is that you're paying for a roster update every single year. Nothing really changes. I'm one of those suckers that still buys Madden year in and year out simply just because it's a habit. I've done it ever since, I think, around the first time the first Madden came out when I was about 8 or 9 years old. In fact, actually, I was probably even younger than that. So, Madden 16 is out this year. Should you buy it? That's the first question that you're probably wanting to know. Give this one a shot because they made some changes that I think are positive. First of all, when you start the game up, of course, you do your usual online roster check, logging into EA, all that stuff. Then you're put into the opening sequence, which you get to take a part of, where they hypothesize that Super Bowl 50 will be the Steelers and the Cardinals. They went all out with this presentation because they recorded player audio. They gave you basically a chance to drive the Steelers in for the game-winning championship. And one thing I noticed is that the frame rates and the cutscenes in the tutorial are not the smoothest. Just for whatever reason, there was a lot of skipping, a bit of audio clipping at times. Could have been simply a day one thing. I don't know. It could have been my console. I mean, this may be one of those things where your mileage may vary. I complete an early pass, and this is kind of one bugaboo I have about this year's Madden and recent years as well. Is they put me at the 2-yard line, I think it was. And you don't get a chance to choose your play, by the way. They choose it for you. I think it's so they can show off the different pass modes, which I'll get into here in a little bit. But they gave me 4 pass plays on the 2-yard line. You have Le'Veon Bell, who's one of the better backs in the league. Run that thing! But anyway, they decided to give me 4 pass plays, and guess what? I don't succeed. So, the Cardinals win, blah, blah. It really means nothing in the long run. You can replay this later if you wanted to. But it just gives you a chance to just kind of get a taste of what Madden is all about this year. First impressions, if you have avoided Ultimate Team so far, Madden 16 tries very, very hard to get you involved in it. Because it seems like cards are a big part of just the overall menu system. Some of the rewards that you do through Skills Trainer, as well as draft champions, you can redeem for, guess what, Ultimate Team packs. The cool mode this year, and the reason that I think Madden is actually a good investment this year, is a mode called Draft Champions, which is basically like a fantasy draft. Now, of course, you've had fantasy drafts in past Maddens in the franchise mode, but this one is a little different. You're given a base roster, first of all, and then you have 15 rounds to get some better players on your roster. You are presented 3 players in each round, and you have to select one of those players. Now, it's a feature that I heard will be in FIFA 16 later this year, and of course, I'm a big fan of FIFA 16 and the FIFA series in general. This was a bit of a surprise because I hadn't done a lot of the hype investment, as people online call it, into a Madden coming out, but I was glad to see that this mode was in Madden. It's a good time waster. It's fun. Doesn't require your money, thank goodness. So this is not Ultimate Team. It's something else. In fact, one thing that Madden's Ultimate Team does to differ itself from FIFA's is that there are ways to get better cards and upgrades without spending a dime, mainly through skill challenges. You have scenarios you can play through. You can play draft champions. Whenever you draft a team, you have to win 3 games. You get 1 loss to play with, and then you're a draft champion. That's the whole role and mode, and then you get some rewards and all that stuff. First 2 games were pretty easy. The 3rd game, they juiced up the players that I faced. I got to face Aaron Rodgers and guys like Larry Fitzgerald, Mike Evans, really good wide receivers. You only get 3-minute and 30-second quarters in Draft Champions mode. I think I had my opponents, I had the ball for like all of 2 minutes. But of course, they still won because not only did they have better players than I did, but they also juiced up the difficulty mode on me as well. I won't say anything more about that because I'm in a good mood. But overall, I like the mode. I like the concept. It offers a lot of replayability, and it's fun. It's fun, and you can also play head-to-head with friends as well. It's a really good mode. Glad it's added in there for the most part. You just got to know what to expect going into it. Now, for the actual gameplay, they have fixed receiving quite a bit. Now, whenever you pass, now when you press Y for the ball to catch a pass, your guy actually does jump for the ball this time. It's called an aggressive option. If you want him to run after the catch because he's got a lot of open space, you hit it. You hit the X button on the Xbox, and he'll run after. He'll make a catch that puts him in a better position to run after the catch. Or you can have him do a safe possession catch where he focuses on just catching the ball, but may not put him in the best position to either jump for the ball or gain any yards after that. Running seems easy. It could be simply the way that I designed my draft champions team. I didn't find the running to be all that difficult last year. I thought it was pretty fine. The defensive specific camera is back. I like it, but you are truly helpless if you're playing a defensive lineman and the guy throws the ball, because the camera gets really janky trying to get to where the ball is going and away from your guy. Punt returners, I noticed that this year punt returners can muff punts. Didn't notice that in years past, but they're doing that here. So happened to me, of course. Also, one other thing I can point out to you as well is the quarterbacks in the past, whenever you had to evade a sack or had to roll them out, you would lose a lot of pass accuracy. That is not the case so much this year. They seem to have refined the quarterbacks to where if you do have to sprint, they're in a more of a controlled state, and that way your pass doesn't end up in Timbuktu. Ultimate Team, I have not been a fan of this mode in recent years simply because it's a cash grab. I did dabble a little bit with Ultimate Team in FIFA 15, and I was intrigued enough by Madden's not total whoring for cash setup that I gave Ultimate Team a shot. If you don't like to spend money, how do you improve your team? Well, you can play challenges where your forlorn team takes on another team's real-life scenario. If you succeed, you get coins. Sometimes you get packs. There's other challenges like a gauntlet where you play real NFL teams. You get more coins the farther you go. So those are just some of the ways that you can earn your keep on Ultimate Team instead of just throwing money at the problem, which I really have a problem with free-to-play games and games of this ilk, because it teaches young people, hey, money solves everything. The other mode that I've had a chance to play with and is Franchise. And this, of course, is the milkshake that keeps me coming back to the yard year in and year out, even if EA does want to ram Ultimate Team down our throats. A cool thing about this year's edition is that you can save to the cloud. And they say this promises faster sims. We'll see. One problem I've seen, though, it's not a real problem depending on the type of player you are. I like having multiple saves. You apparently only get one save. I've not figured out a way to save another copy of the franchise that I'm in. Lame. Very lame. One thing I will say that's unrelated to the franchise mode, the menus seem a little more fluid this year. No lagginess. It's not too hard to find stuff. Game really got a facelift. Menus in franchise mode are a little different yet similar. For instance, trading menus got a facelift, but the mechanics are basically the same. I mean, there's really no change there besides it looks different. And I gotta talk about the trade mechanics here just real quick. It doesn't matter if you are trading your 75-rated quarterback to a team that needs one but doesn't necessarily want your guy for the lowest player on their roster or a 7th rounder. So say for instance, I wanted to trade 75-rated Austin Davis of the Rams. So I offered him to, say, like the Bills for like their lowest-rated player or a 7th rounder. They won't take him, but I never understood that. You have a need, but you don't take a guy that you're getting pretty much offered for free at an affordable rate. I don't get it. But anyway, never understood this. College scouting vastly improved. It doesn't seem like you are so hamstrung on points as the whole system has changed. So buy Madden 16 if you're into football. If you've taken a few years off, this might be a good year to get back into it. If you're a loyal player, you'll like the improvements. And that's pretty much it. That is my review of Madden 16. Give it a shot. So back to you guys. And now if you'll excuse me, I have a draft champions team to draft.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Go sports. According to my son, that was Tom. Yeah. Go local sports team. According to my son, that was Thomas the Tank Engine giving us a review of that game.
All right. That game, which has been mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Verily.
Not pre-recorded at all. Anyway.
Nope.
For Kent.
Thanks, Tom. You can close the door on your way out.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Thanks.
for Dan Harris, Tom, Chad, Justin, myself.
That's me.
Yeah, thanks a lot for listening. And be sure to tell your friends about us. Stitcher, iTunes, or DTPodcast.com. And remember, everyone's a deed for something.